Good morning, everybody. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Michigan State Police detectives are investigating after a fatal trooper-involved shooting occurred in the village of Kingston. According to police, the shooting happened on Tuesday around 8:30 p.m., Officers from the MSP Carroll Post responded to a residence in Coyleton Township to pick up a 54-year-old man on a mental order that was signed by a judge. Investigation indicates that troopers and a sergeant arrived on scene and encountered the man in a vehicle. During the encounter, the man allegedly produced a weapon and shots were fired. A sergeant was shot in the hand, treated at the hospital, and released. The 54-year-old man was pronounced deceased at the scene. The investigation remains ongoing. Agra Valley Communications has been announced as the lead naming sponsor for the new community ice arena in Huron County, which will be known as Huron Ice Arena. The arena project, two decades in the making, is moving forward with a groundbreaking ceremony set for Thursday, December 18th. The facility will host local hockey, youth programs, open skates, and community events aimed at boosting recreation and local business activity year-round. Huron County Hockey Association President John Vader praised Agra Valley's donation, calling it a major investment in youth and community growth. Updates on the project and fundraising efforts are available at HuronCountyHockey.com or through the HCHA Facebook page. A Bay City mother accused of starving her 4-year-old son now faces an upgraded charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who weighed just 10 pounds at his death last year and had a history of feeding difficulties and a feeding tube, was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder along with first-degree child abuse and the death of her 4-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors allege Burke's actions led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required tube feeding. A preliminary hearing set for Wednesday in Bay City or Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed and a new hearing is scheduled for February. Burke remains held in the Bay County Jail on a $250,000 bond and faces a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. Investigators say Noah died in October of last year after Burke reported he was not breathing, and medical records dating back to 2020 reportedly warned that decisions about his care could lead to malnourishment without further intervention. And the Senate failed to get anywhere on health care this week. Now it's the House's turn. Speaker Mike Johnson late Friday released a package of proposal to address growing health care costs. The House legislation does not include an extension of enhanced tax credits that make health insurance more affordable in the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Those tax breaks are expiring at the end of this year. Johnson said Republicans' goal is to reduce premiums for all Americans, not just those enrolled in Obamacare plans. But going Johnson's route has left vulnerable House Republicans representing key battleground districts in a tough spot. Iran has introduced a new pricing tier for its subsidized gasoline, making the first price adjustment since 2019. The move this morning comes as the country grapples with a depreciating currency and economic sanctions. The revised system implemented Saturday adds a third pricing level, allowing motorists to receive 60 liters per month at the subsidized rate. Anything beyond that falls under the new pricing scheme. Despite the changes, Iran's gasoline prices remain among the lowest in the world. The last significant price hike 6 years ago sparked nationwide protests, leading to a crackdown that reportedly killed over 300 people. And that is your news broadcasting, your Thumb Broadcasting news update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I do have one obituary to mention this morning. Eugene Grifka, 90 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on December 11th, surrounded by his loving family. He was born in Tyre, Michigan on November 20th, 1935. Eugene honorably served our country in the U.S. Army from 1953 to 1955. Mass of Christian burial will be on Tuesday, December 16th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe. Visitation will be Tuesday, December 16th, 2025, 10 a.m. until time of service at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church, with burial to follow at Sacred Heart Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials in Eugene's name may be offered to Knights of Columbus of Bad Axe, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.